Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver, and I've got a big show here for you tonight full of house and tech house goodness. First up, I was fortunate this week to get an interview with Montreal's Paulo Rocco ahead of his gig here in Vancouver next Saturday, November the 8th. At Gorgamesh, I've just put together an interview and a track retrospective featuring interview highlights and seven of Paulo Rocco's tracks. The full track list for this can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. That's two words. It's Techno Progressivo. Here's the interview, and I'll be back after this, so enjoy. Okay, this is DJ Wah speaking to Paulo Rocco, a Canadian DJ and producer whose career is definitely on the up and up. He's been remixed by heavyweights of the tech house scene in the form of Nick Fanciulli, DJ T, and Toronto's Nathan Barrato. He's also found support in the form of Sub Ann, Maya Jane Coles, and the legendary DJ Sneak. Needless to say, this is some elite company, and one listen will tell you why. What is it about life in Montreal that you think has contributed to such a vibrant electronic music culture there, and also influenced you to do what you do?
The fact that it's so multicultural. I mean, I grew up listening to all, like, hip-hop, funk, pop music, anything really. When I was like first at a club for every type of music, probably take a little bit from that. House music, it was always it. That's kind of where. We'll be right back.
When you were younger, did you have any sort of musical training your parents made you do that kind of paid off as you became an adult?
I mean, I never really did. I never really took music seriously up until I started DJing. That kind of came out of nowhere, early college, right at the end of high school.
And then what is it that initially attracted you to DJing?
I don't know, actually. Honestly, I really don't know. I remember listening to the radio and I thought that I could do it. And when I'd be in the club, more often than not, I'd be next to the DJ booth. I was curious about it. I just kind of started on my own.
Are there any people you saw at the very beginning live that really made an impact on you or influenced you to do this?
Yeah, for sure. There was a local DJ called Pat Boogie. I remember he was probably one of the first house DJs that I heard play the way he played. Technically it was amazing, and that's probably the first guy that I kind of looked up to in terms of being a house DJ.
In terms of production, how would you define the Palo Rocco sound?
I don't know, I like stuff that has a bit of a bump to it. Everything I do, I like to have a bit of a bump to it. I mean, obviously housey, deep, but I still like a nice thump in the low end. It's tough to really define it, when you're looking at your own stuff, so.
ever find it challenging at all to inspire yourself musically?
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. I'm in the studio so often, or I'm either DJing and stuff like that, that sometimes it's just like nice to take like two steps back. I don't think you could really force inspiration. So when it's not there, you have to just take a break and not try so hard, you know what I mean? Or you do the opposite and you put yourself in like desperation mode. Like I used to do this thing when I was first starting off as a producer. Whenever I was like a little frustrated that things weren't going right, I'd spend a lot of money on a piece of gear. Most of the time, didn't even know how to use it, but I'd bring it home, I'd open it, I'd plug it, and it'd be like, well, shit, like now I have this, I spent all this money on it, like I'm gonna at least use it, you know what I mean? I'm not just gonna make it sit there and waste it. And through that, I mean, that's how I got to learn my machines at the beginning.
Mostly use outboard gear then, or do you use mostly VSTs when you're producing?
I use a combination of both, but you know, especially recently, I haven't really used VSTs or many of them. Even if I'm using stuff that's like in the box, it's from samples. Like I'll sample material, I'll sample drums, or I have like a lot of kits and stuff like that, sound effects or whatever. I'll maybe even sample pads and stuff like that. Or I'll, if I have to use like something that's melodic, like a pad or something, I usually use a synthesizer, you know. For bass, I'll use like have a Moog and stuff like that. So I don't find myself using VSTs too much. I do use them though, here and there, but it's not the core of like my tracks.
Saturday you're here playing in Vancouver. What can people expect from your DJ set at Gorgamesh that night?
I mean, it kind of depends. Like, I don't just have one set. Everywhere I play is different. I mean, it's not completely different. Obviously, I play my sound, but it depends, like, what the DJ before leaves me off with, combined with how what I feel is, like, fitting for the room at that time. You know, in terms of music, I have my go-to records that are in my rotation right now, but I never go in with the mindset like, oh, I'm going to play all of these one after the other. So it really depends.
Are there any secret weapons or upfront tracks that you're going to be dropping next week?
Well, I have a lot of stuff that I've been finishing up, actually. I have at least a good 3 to 5 tracks that I'm going to test out, depending if I finish in this week. I have some vinyl onlys, actually, like stuff like Jabali, or I got some stuff from La Vie en Rose, which is a label I work with too. And yeah, I'm just excited to play some of that stuff.
Way. Oh.
two or three DJs or producers that are out and about right now that you really admire?
I've been a fan of the Apollonia guys for a while, like Zied, Shanky, Dan Ganassia, and so with their whole Apollonia project, like they're doing really, really well right now. I'm happy to see that. So that crew, definitely, Charisma. I was, when I first got into house, I was on a soulful tip, and I remember seeing Charisma play, and like, this guy's a machine technically, it's crazy.
Is there anything that you want to promote that you're doing right now?
I did a remix package on Get Physical for a track I did. There's that out. My last single was on One Records. That one I'm pretty happy about, actually. Got a lot of good support. And yeah, that's it besides that.
Paulo Rocco is playing at Gorgamesh next Saturday, November the 8th for an after-hours event, and tickets are still available online. He's just released a track entitled Caution You on the Get Physical label. This release and many more of his truly underground techno and house beats can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, iTunes, and his SoundCloud page. A list of Paulo Rocco web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Thank you for doing this, and good luck with your show next Saturday here in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Zine West is Canada's largest zine and alt culture festival. $5 entry gets you access to underground zines, comics, and micro press from across Canada. This year features Mimi Pond, author of Over Easy and writer on Simpsons and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Also featuring Leanne Prane and fiction from Janine Allison. The 1-2 punch book pitch will let audience get live feedback from our judges. Canzine West is Saturday, November 8th, 1 to 7 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, 149 West Hastings. Visit brokenpencil.com for tickets and info, or look up Broken Pencil on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by CITR.
Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah. Thanks a lot to Paulo Rocco for giving me that excellent interview. He will be playing next Saturday night, November the 8th at Gorgamesh, and tickets are still available online. So if you really enjoyed that interview and the track retrospective, you've definitely got to get out to see him next weekend. Techno Progressivo can be heard on iTunes in podcast form, so if you like what you're hearing, check out the podcast. Up next is the DJ Wah mix. So first off is Mario Ochoa with his recent track, Rocket Man. Full track list of my mix can be found on the Techno Progressivo home Facebook page. I'll be back after that, and into the mix we go.
fellas, just lose it. You know how we get in the club, how we do this. Ladies, wild out. Fellas, just lose it. You know how we get in the club, how we do this. Ladies, wild out. Fellas, just lose it. You know how we get in the club, how we do this. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this.
On Chips and Dip every second Thursday afternoon 1 to 2 p.m. with host Hannah Fazio for the freshest local indie pop tracks and upcoming shows at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, thanks for checking out Techno Progressivo. My name is DJ Waugh. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, and you hope you enjoyed my mix and the interview with Paulo Rocco. Again, he's at Gorgamesh next Saturday night at 8, November the 8th. Techno Progressivo can be found on iTunes in podcast. Also, if you enjoyed the show, you can go to my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-Waugh. That's W-A. And I will be back in 2 weeks. Up next is Bootlegs and B-Sides with Doran, but before I go, I'm going to play my track from the past, and tonight we're going to jump back in time 23 years to 1991. This is an excellent track full of acid piano hooks and a nice vocal. Found on the legendary Deconstruction label, this is Bassheads with Is There Anybody Out There?
laughing, people punching out in the air. Get down to the hip hop, a beat bop, a new rock. You hear the sound, it's all coming to ya. I wanna get ya, I wanna teach ya, I'm gonna get this beat to hit ya. Get down to big time illusion, life on the rest. Come on and jump and jump and pop that feeling, give all your best.
Just dance and move your body.